Outlaws After Dark. Kind of today. It's sunshiny and hot in the hot box.
Mm. Yep.
We got Nick Evans and Zach Evans, right? Yep. Over here. And then these guys are they're cover artists out of Auburn, California. They played at a lot of the same places we played at here. They said just like a minute ago that Dueling Dogs is one of their favorite places, which is a really cool place, especially with that new stage. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to welcome him in, especially in from Tahoe today. What were you doing in Tahoe today?
Installing folding partitions.
Installing folding partitions. So that's your day job you said you've been doing for 23 years or 21 years?
21 years, yep.
Wow.
14 for another company and 7 for my own company.
7 on your own, though. How do you like self-employment when you're doing music, too?
It works out perfect.
It does, doesn't it?
I take the day off when it's time for a gig. Do a little practice.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you guys practice a lot together? Or do you guys practice separately?
I'd say we practice separately because we don't live together. He lives with his mom.
Okay.
So, yeah, we talk about it. What do we want to play? We want to do a new song? Kind of learn it on our own? Actually, I rely more on him. Come show me how to play it.
You've been playing for 4 years, you said, right?
Yeah.
And so you picked it up pretty quickly. What's your favorite songs to send your dad to play?
I don't even know.
What about recently? Have you guys been picking up a newer song that you guys have been enjoying more?
A lot of Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Some Megadeth.
Yeah, I was going to say, sick shirt, by the way. He's got a Megadeth shirt on for all of you at home.
We're not doing any Megadeth at our acoustic gigs, but yeah. Definitely a lot of Alice in Chains for sure.
Oh, that's cool. And then you guys, how many times have you played at Donna DiCello, do you guys think, so far? Because you said you got a bunch of shows under your belt now, right, Zach?
Yeah.
What was the question?
How many times do you guys think have you been at Dueling Dogs?
Oh, Dueling Dogs?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7. I'm not
sure. Yeah, cool, man. And how long have you guys been working together? Like doing shows together. Like, how long has the act been alive, I guess?
Started like 2 years ago, but yeah. As of this year, I've been doing it a lot more.
Yeah, I'd say 2 years.
Kind of a COVID creation, almost? Or were you guys doing it beforehand?
We were doing it, so I was doing the solo gigs. I started in 2019 doing solo stuff, and that's when he started playing guitar, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited him to come on stage to play a couple songs because I saw how well he was getting along on playing guitar. I said, well, play a couple songs with me. So, you know, that was the spark right there.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
And then, you know, for me, doing solo, playing by yourself solo, and I'm a lead guitarist, so but I can't play lead guitar and rhythm and sing at the same time. So once I heard him up there playing rhythms for me, like, man, if he could get good enough, we could just make this a thing.
It sounds like he did, huh?
Yeah.
Rather quickly as well.
So that was a challenge. I challenged him to that. He wanted a 12-string acoustic guitar. I said, you got to earn it. So let's do some gigs. You know, I'll give you a cut of the gigs and we'll get that guitar paid for.
Is that your favorite guitar? Do you have it, right?
Not with us, but I play it often, yeah.
Steve, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
One thing I'd also really like to talk about is I watched a lot of your, what do you call it, luthiering? Your guitar making skills?
Making guitars, yeah.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that? And dude, what goes into that? I mean, I play, but I've never broke one down, never put one together like that.
So for me, I did that video. It's been about 2 years now. That was a COVID creation of rebuilding a guitar that I made when I was 21. Mm-hmm. I'm 43 now, so it was like 20 years ago I made, or 20 years before I started redoing it. And back then, you didn't have YouTube or barely internet.
Yeah.
So I would go to the bookstore, and I was a youngster too with barely any money, so I'd just sit there in Barnes & Noble and read these books on how to build guitars.
Nice.
I just try and remember it. I would go over and over and over again. What was that one part they said to do? I just found my mom had a boyfriend that had a nice wood shop, and I'd just go over there every weekend, go buy some nice wood, and just made it happen.
Just made it happen.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So the guitar was all right. It didn't play that great, so it was more of a showpiece. So 2 years ago, I decided I'm going to get this thing out and refinish it and make it play right. And then, of course, he was in on it. You start seeing all these kit guitar places online now. And so we got him a kit guitar. That basically, that's just, you know, all the wood's already shaped for you and everything. And you just apply your whatever color you want on it, whatever pickups you want on it.
You got to wire all the pickups and everything, too. Yeah. It does already have drilled holes and stuff.
It has drilled holes, but you got to do all the wiring yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Is that pretty intricate?
It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they give you a diagram and you go one wire at a time until you got it right.
Okay, cool. Well, that's really sweet. I didn't know they had kits like that online.
Yeah.
That makes it pretty easy. And then how's the guitar play now?
The one?
Yeah.
So the neck is made out of figured maple, and which is not that stable, so it warps a lot, the neck, depending on summer, winter.
Okay.
Some seasons it plays awesome, some seasons it's not so good.
What would you guys say your inspirations would be for artistry, or your artistry? Like, what are some artists you think that you take after?
We got a generation gap here, kind of. So
yeah,
but I think he follows whatever I'm doing. For me, I've always loved when I decided to start a band like 10 years ago. I wanted to be a blend of Metallica and Alice in Chains, and Megadeth a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that we're rock guys, we're metal guys. That's what I want to be.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's what inspires me, but lately I've been getting more into blues and stuff too.
See, it's pretty intricate in some areas, right?
Right. Now I met my wife 8 years ago, and she's all country, and I was not, but now I really love country, like the good stuff, the good music. You know, doesn't matter if it's called country or not. That's just good music right there. So
yeah, good music is just flat out good music.
Right. Yep.
What about songwriters? Do you have any particular songwriters that you're fond of?
Why don't you answer a question, Zach?
That one?
Sure, yeah.
Jerry Cantrell, Alice in Chains is probably my favorite songwriter, or Chris Cornell.
What's your favorite song, Alice in Chains?
I really like all of them, but probably Nutshell if I had to choose.
Nutshell?
Yeah.
And that's one we do live.
That's
nice. We play that one a lot.
And we were talking about it beforehand. When's your guys' next gig where people can come see you guys?
So if you're all the way in Valley Springs, California.
Yeah.
Next Friday, we play there once a month. That's going to be 6 to 9. And then...
At the pizzeria, right?
Yeah. Pizza Factory, Valley Springs. And then the Friday after that, we'll be in Galt at a new place called Back Alley Tap House. Like, we're playing there around the same, 6 to 9. Hmm. And then, so we just book shows when people ask us to play. I don't even ask.
Yeah.
I don't even ask anybody, because if I do, I feel like I'm going to be too busy. So, like, when somebody asks us to play, I say, oh, sure, we'll do it.
So that's the... It's just been coming to you recently, or is it since you mentioned you were in a metal band beforehand, right? 8 years ago.
Yep.
Since then, it's kind of, has it been just kind of blowing in the wind, picking up where it picks up?
So yeah, I was in a metal band called Axis, which is a pretty popular name around the world. There's many Axises. If you try to look us up, you got to get very specific on, because the songs. We do have an album.
Okay.
It's on all of the places you can find an album.
Okay, cool. We're going to check. I'm going to check it out.
You'd have to find like a specific song. Like, you'd have to type in Axis, No Escape.
No Escape.
Yeah. Yeah, that was 10, 11 years ago. That was my first band, even though I've been playing guitar since I was 15. I was always too scared to join a band.
How come?
I don't know. Just, I don't know. I guess I never thought I was good enough. Yeah. And I never meant to be a singer. So when I finally, I was in my 30s. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to answer this Craigslist ad about these other dudes like my age that wanted to do a metal band. Like, see how it goes.
That's
and
cool.
It actually worked out. We were a Craigslist metal band for a few years.
That's sweet.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Did you produce that album?
I did.
Oh, wow. Do you have a studio at your house, or did you guys garage band style?
So then we had a rehearsal studio in Sacramento, House of Hits, and we had all the shit set up in there.
Wow, yeah, that's sweet.
And I didn't really know much about recording, but I just figured it out.
That's a lot of it. It's like almost anything with music seems to act like an instrument. Just beat your head against the wall for 1,000 hours and it'll make sense.
I'm still always trying to figure it out. But that band imploded. The drummer moved away. And drummers are pretty hard to find.
Yeah.
We went almost a year trying to find the right drummer and just couldn't do it. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I was getting a divorce. I was starting a new company. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, that's a lot in 1 year, or one time frame, it sounds like.
Yep.
But,
so then I took a break off for 6 years, 5 years. Started, all the breweries around Auburn and Lincoln started popping up, and I'd go and watch live bands. I'm like, man, I got the itch. I want to do this.
It doesn't go away, does it?
No, it doesn't. And my wife kept saying, you can do it. You should do it. So, 2019, I did it.
Hell yeah.
First gig was at Crooked Lane.
Oh, that's a good spot, too.
Yeah. My wife's a personal trainer, and she trained one of the owners of Crooked Lane, and he was pushing me. Yeah, come do it. Okay, I got a lot of songs to learn. So, cover songs, obviously, is where it's at.
Yeah.
For, breweries and wineries, I think.
It's an easy fill the tip jar, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They really love it.
Yep.
Yeah, a good market for it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you kind of can vary the market, or vary the show a little bit from, like, metal. Like, they love hearing, like, folkier hard stuff.
Right, yeah, I mean, we try to spread it out. We do a lot of 80s love ballads, even. And,
like what?
Like Chris Isaac, Wicked Games. Like, that's one of our best songs.
That's rad.
That's a total love song right there. Or, 80s metal, Poison. We'll do.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn. We do a lot of Guns N' Roses, which happens to be my favorite band in the world ever. Since 1988, I've loved them.
Have you got to see them live when they were all together?
I just saw them in 2016.
Oh, okay.
So, it was almost all of them.
Yeah.
At least Slash and Axl and Duff.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what kind of counts.
So we do some country, too. Obviously, the newer stuff that people like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You gotta have a couple of crowd pleasers in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we mix it up pretty good. A lot of 90s grunge, 80s rock. We do throw in Metallica in there sometimes.
That's pretty cool. And you guys do all acoustic, huh?
All acoustic, yes.
That's pretty rad. Good for you guys. Do you have to change up songs from the originals a lot? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I have to change them just to fit my voice.
Right.
You got to change the keys sometimes and definitely soften them up.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty rad.
Yeah, yeah. After, 20, 30 gigs like that, you've all of a sudden made these songs into your own.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
It's got its own artistry, especially when you do a bunch of them, because it's got your mark on all of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed watching the videos you've been posting online.
Thank you.
Hence, reaching out. This is actually our first meeting, so this is really cool.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, Flint.
It's nice to meet you, too, man.
I've actually seen you play with Dust in My Coffee.
Oh, yeah. They're a lot of fun. They really are.
It's a great band.
I love those guys.
I think it's Nevada County Fair a few years ago.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago. I remember that. That was a good time, though. The stage was really tall there. But, okay, so you said you started playing guitar at 15, right?
Yes.
What was your first guitar like, and how'd you get it?
I got my first job. I lived in Ukiah. That's where I went to high school.
Where'd you work?
I worked at a pear shed up there during the summer, so sorting pears.
Oh, was it hot?
Oh, yeah. So hot. I think it was making $4.75
an hour
for 12 hours a day.
Wow. What about time and a half?
Yep. No time and a half. But we got bonuses if we sorted really good.
You got to take a pocket of pears home.
Yeah. So I bought my first guitar with that, probably my first check. I got an Ibanez, a cheap Ibanez electric guitar, and a combo amp.
Mm-hmm.
Rocked that thing for a couple of years.
Naturally. What was the next one? Did you get an electric? At what point did you get an electric?
That wasn't electric.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did I miss that? I'm sorry.
I wasn't into acoustic for a long time.
Probably until country, huh?
Yeah.
Country or Bob Dylan.
And now when I hear when I hear acoustic, I'm like, that's just very pleasing to my ears.
Yeah.
I do have a bunch of songs that I've written, and I write them on acoustic first, and then I introduce the electric into them. But I'm sitting on a bunch of originals.
What's your writing process like?
Really, I can sit down and write a song pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
but I have to make the time and say, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, before we started this show, that I like to tweak on the songs for a couple years at a time.
Yeah.
So they never see the light of day. And there was also there's talks of my old band getting back together, and I'm like, am I going to put these songs on a new Axis album, or... are they mine? So I'm kind of just holding them. I don't know what I'm doing with them.
That would be so cool. I would love to see Axis again as well as you guys. Next time you guys are really are close by and stuff.
Yeah. And Zach's going to be in the band if it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
That's pretty cool. Zach, do you write any songs of your own?
I've been trying to write songs. Got like two of them, but they're just work in progress.
We just tracked his first one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
Timid. It's a pretty fucking awesome song.
That's really cool.
He needs to lay down some more lyrics and do a little more rearranging, but it's probably 75-80% done.
Nice.
That's rad, dude.
And it's pretty cool. It's like a reggae metal kind of mix.
That's awesome. Yeah, that sounds sick.
Not something I would have come up with, but I think it's awesome. And everybody would play it for is like, that's fucking cool.
That's really cool, man. Congratulations.
So him and his buddy writing songs together.
What does he play?
He plays guitar too, but we both kind of like play drums too a little bit, so he's kind of my half drummer at the moment.
Yeah.
It's usually how it works.
Yeah.
Whoever's better at the drums at the time.
Yeah, we like to pass it around once in a while, but yeah. I get frustrated and walk off. Sometimes I mess up.
My timing sucks. I can't drum. He just got himself an electric kit, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how do you like it?
It's pretty awesome. It's not loud, so I can just do it in my room. Yeah. Not disturbing anyone.
Pretty convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty good at piano, so trying to make something out of this guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like he's doing it, man. Yeah. It's really the hard work that goes into it, huh?
Yeah.
But it's not really work when you're obsessed.
Yeah. When you love doing it.
It's true.
Dude, those electric drum kits work really good for recording too. Instead of all the mics.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Have you used one with the recording yet?
Not yet. We're about to. Mm-hmm. I've watched plenty of YouTube videos on it.
Yeah. The lifesaver of the modern day.
You guys have done it?
Yeah.
We've done it on our last couple tracks, and it's so much clearer than using the mics, it seems like. It's a lot easier than using the mics. I'm sure the mics would probably sound better if you had good mics and used them properly.
If you put them in the perfect position.
For GarageBand quality productions, you know, it's in there.
Are you guys connecting it to Easy Drummer or something like that? Or just what comes with it?
It just goes right there, yeah, whatever. It's got a little, just a digital pad that's... It's something from the early 2000s, I think.
It's just your standard, like, Roland half mesh, half rubber kit. It's, the standard, but I mean, it comes out pretty solid. We just plug it into a one of the mixing boards and then plug that straight into whatever the Scarlett thing is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Nice. Yeah, they've been working wonders. Plus, it's nice because when I don't want to burn out my voice, I could just turn him down. If you ever wanted to turn a drummer down, it's...
Yeah, it doesn't work like that on stage.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, I've blown my voice out a lot when I had a band.
Yeah.
The drummer wanted to play louder than anybody.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they...
What? I can't go any quieter.
I can't hear that you're telling me to slow down.
Why are your knuckles bleeding during a show but not at practice?
Because I'm trying to show the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm in the back. They can't see me unless I do this.
You go extra hard.
Was guitar your first instrument?
Yeah.
Yeah. What came next?
I really didn't even try to start playing another instrument until this year.
Yeah. The piano, it's like once you kind of get it, you get it. Have you used the chords on it, almost like a rhythm guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun figuring that out.
Mm-hmm.
But very cool. Did you guys tour a lot in your metal band, Nick?
No, we just did.
The local gigs?
Yeah, whatever place would want to hear some metal.
Yeah, did the same drummer move back?
So he lives in Santa Rosa, and he comes through once in a while. So he's interested in getting back together, but I don't know how interested.
Yeah.
And my guitar player, my rhythm guitar player, he wants to do it again too, but I don't know how interested he is.
Like, yeah.
There's a lot of talk, but when are we going to make it happen?
Yeah, that's the hard thing sometimes.
But I'm just as guilty as that too, being busy. And,
mm-hmm.
Right.
And spread out, you know. One guy's in Santa Rosa, and we got a schedule around him, and my guitar player's in Wilton. So where are we going to meet? In the middle?
Yeah. The middle is still pretty far.
Yeah, it's true.
Very cool. This the song that we're hopefully going to be featuring later, right? Mm-hmm. What's the title of that one?
It's called We Can't Be Stopped Part 2.
We Can't Be Stopped Part 2.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Was this one recently written, or is it one you've been working on for a while?
I wrote it last year.
Wrote it last year?
There is a We Can't Be Stopped Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I might rename it, so. It might be funny if we have a We Can't Be Stopped Part 2, and there's no Part 1.
Yeah.
I would find that very funny.
Hayden's the kind of guy to sit and look for Part 1 all day.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he
straight
would.
Straight up.
Sort of band camp is not anywhere.
I come up to stage anywhere. At one of your shows, it's screaming
kinda,
about
that's
it.
That's kind
of
what I'm hoping, right?
That's smart marketing, though. Yeah. Like, that's very smart.
I've been searching everywhere for years for this Part 1.
It's there, we just renamed it.
So Part 1, it was a riff that my other guitar player came up with. And it was kind of they had a different singer that just came in and jammed with them one day. And the song is not my style. And he's like, can you make something of this? So I just went way off the fucking deep end on this song to where it sounds nothing like his, but it's still his riff. And like, I'm like,
it's Part 2.
And they named the song We Can't Be Stopped. That's what they named it.
Oh, okay.
But it was more of like an 80s, I don't even know what to call it. I can't even think of the word. It was very happy and upbeat.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like something you would hear in a sports arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not me. I'm dark and and mellow. So I completely went off the deep end, named it something. I mean, I named it Part 1, but I'm not sure that it's going to be called that because it's his riff. I don't know if it's going to be our song, if it's going to be my song. So I don't know what it's going to be called right now.
Yeah. Cool. Well...
But there was a We Can't Be Stopped Part 2 that came after that, and I was kind of thinking concept album-ish.
Yeah.
If you heard the songs, you'd hear there's a lot of theatrical elements in them, like sound effects and that kind of thing. Like, I have a video in my head of what the video is going to be, and you'll hear the sound effects in this, like people walking and dogs hunting people and that kind of thing.
Yeah, whoa, like, really cool.
Yeah. So I came up with part two as like a part two of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there might not be a part one, like I said. It's going to be.
What are you currently working on in the studio? Do you have anything in the works?
Right now, so my studio's at my office for mm-hmm. work, and while I'm bidding on jobs and waiting for files to download, I've also got another computer and another screen right next to me, and I'm tweaking on my songs, like, just always tweaking on them.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And actually, right now, we're just working on his song, mm-hmm. Zach's song.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you plan on releasing it, or are you going to do a YouTube video with it, Zach?
I don't even know yet. Just got to wait for it to be done, start figuring out if I'm going to release it on something.
Definitely. Are you excited about it, though?
Yeah. When I listen to it too long, I'm like, I don't know. But when I just hear it once in a while, it's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah,
it's usually how it
that's
goes.
How it always works. Say,
don't we feel like that when we hear a song too often? We're like, it's not good enough.
All the time.
Yeah, no.
But then you shelf it and you come back a few months later and you're like, man, that's really good.
Yeah. Like, reset the dopamine sensors.
Exactly. You know? Something
like that. So, yeah. It's a lot like playing video games, but better, I feel like. The bright lights and stuff like that. I like to use a bunch of different colors and then, like, yeah, dude. I don't know.
Whatever. No, I seen you. I've seen you on your little tracks, and they're all multicolored. There's rainbows all the way down.
I know. It's so satisfying.
It's just what he does to stimulate himself all day.
Yeah, I tried to sweat myself off in this little steam room. That's a bad part about insulating it. The heat doesn't go out either.
But it's soundproof for the most part.
It's pretty cool. Are you guys from, you said you weren't from Auburn, no, right? Where are you originally from?
I would say Sacramento.
Oh, Ukiah.
Yeah. I went to high school in Ukiah. I moved around a lot as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
But were you a military kid?
No.
No?
My mom's a wanderer.
Nice.
Yeah, fair enough. What was your favorite place?
I lived in Oregon from 4th grade to 7th grade. That was my favorite place to live, in Oregon.
I could imagine.
Southern Oregon.
Which, whereabouts? Well, southern, but...
Well, we lived real close to Crater Lake in a town called Prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kept inching our way closer to the city, because that's like an hour out of any major city. Like, no ambulances, no hospitals, no grocery stores.
Crater Lake's out there then, right?
Yeah.
I was planning on taking my son to that maybe in a couple weeks. What's it like out there? Like,
it's beautiful.
Is it? I've never.
It's quiet. Quiet and beautiful.
And no ambulances for an hour.
Yes. That was my favorite place because, yeah, I grew up in Sacramento up to that point in Natomas, North Highlands, where school was kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah.
And then... Just total culture shock. Move to Oregon where you just have absolute freedom to do whatever you want.
Be you, huh?
Yeah. Just, you're not worried about getting hit by cars or getting mugged.
Yeah.
Getting your basketball stolen. Like.
Yeah, geez, that's true. It's a good place to get your basketball stolen.
It happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, can we hear the story?
The story? Oh. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Some people that were not like me took my ball.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, that sucks.
That's usually how it goes.
Give me my ball back.
Please.
Well, now you go. Hopefully you don't have to worry about that in Auburn.
No.
Well, maybe not.
We'll
see
how it goes.
They disbanded the campground. So, maybe.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so high school in Ukiah, then moved to Santa Rosa, met his mom. We were still in high school when I met his mom. Then moved to Sacramento for work, because I started construction. My uncle was actually a boss at the job, at the place I worked. So I moved to Sacramento for work, had kids, lived in Roseville. So he went to Roseville a lot when he was younger. Then met my new wife up here in Auburn. Been here since 2014.
Very cool.
Yeah. So Roseville, I mean, we're still in the area.
Yeah, it's not far at all. Especially if you're driving to Tahoe for work. It's like, it's in your backyard, right?
Yeah.
My son lived in Roseville for a little bit. He went to the Catherine Gates Elementary School, kind of right by the mall. And it was, at first it seems like it was so far, but I mean, it's really just, it's like a half an hour away. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not terrible unless, you know, when gas is $6 a gallon now.
Right.
But did COVID impact your business at all?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. And then has it been bouncing back?
No, it's still a struggle.
Yeah.
I did have a business partner with my uncle that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And we got too big in 2016, 2017. We got so big. We bid so many jobs, had so much work that we didn't have enough cash coming in fast enough to pay for the material.
Oh, shit.
And then we kept going for 4 years. Then COVID hit, and it was like, done. We're done. Wow. One of us has to go. And fortunately for me, I knew I did most of the business aspect of the work, the paperwork.
Yeah.
So it only made sense to that he had to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of seems like a double-edged sword, having so much business in but not being able to...
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It is terrible. I regret being in business now because of it.
Really? You know, well,
sometimes I wish I hadn't quit my job and...
Yeah. But you're doing the same thing, right?
I'm doing the same thing, yeah. Yeah. So my old company is my competitor now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool, I could imagine.
With 60 years under their belt.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, probably. Do they have a lot of employees?
Like, not too many.
Yeah.
But they do have more branches. Like, they have...
Oh, they got branches and stuff.
Yeah,
so
they have Sacramento, they have Bay Area, they have L.A.
That's a hell of a competitor.
So all the guys that were my guys, like, I was a foreman.
Yeah.
All the guys under me, now they're the top dogs there. It's good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the music shined, though, during that time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beautiful part of it is, and being in business myself, that I have that opportunity to... I'm taking the day off today because I'm recording a song or I got a gig, like I said earlier.
Yeah, and that's really cool to be able to do.
Being my own boss. I'm doing all right. It's just...
Heck yeah.
It could be a lot better.
It always can, though, right? But, dude, I mean, being able to play gigs with your son is pretty... That's
pretty awesome.
That's pretty rad.
Like. And we didn't talk about that yet. He was named after, well, at the time, my favorite guitarist, Zach Wilde.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep. Very cool.
Z-A-K-K. And when I named him before he was even born, did I know he was going to actually be a guitarist?
Nope.
No, I didn't. And he is, so... Fuck yeah.
Really awesome.
Very
yeah.
cool. And it's spelled the same, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, that's really cool.
That is pretty rad.
That is very cool. Well, I reckon it's about time. Hopefully we can hear this new song, part two. And then I guess let that plane go over. These microphones are picking things up a lot better. Maybe it's a mixing board.
Well.
Nick, Zach with 2 Ks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, dude. I really appreciate it. It's really wonderful to hear how, you know, you guys get started. And, like, we really enjoy hearing the path because everybody's got a different one.
Yes, they do.
Like, music really is such a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. right?
Brings everyone together.
Yeah, like, that's so cool that you guys get to play together. Like,
it is.
But it's one of the, you kind of can't, did you ever push it? Like, I felt like...
Not at all.
I was so nervous to push it on my son, uh-huh. like, at all, that I was always like, here, you want to play? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay.
Does he play now?
No, he doesn't, but he plays drums.
You say he's 9. He's only 9.
Yeah, he's only 9. So there's no girls involved yet.
Kid's pretty good at the drums, though. He keeps good rhythm, at least.
Nice.
Yeah, he's good.
Zach knew he's seen me in a band, he's seen me write music, he's seen me all up in it, and it wasn't until he was 15, he's like, maybe I'll play.
Yeah.
But I didn't push it on him. But he was lucky to have a dad with lots of guitars that could say, here, you can have a couple.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And when it comes to teaching, I didn't teach him how to play anything. He's got YouTube.
Nah, that's a different, you know, you didn't have to sit down with a songbook or something. Right. Huh? Well, very cool. Well, let's hear this song, and then one more time, let's hear the dates for this upcoming gigs in case we do have anybody down there. Valley Springs.
So Valley Springs Pizza Factory is next Friday.
Okay.
6 to 9. And then Back Alley Tap House is in Galt, and that is on the 28th, which is the Friday after next Friday.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Back Alley.
I hope I'm getting it right. I know it's Back Alley. Back Alley Pub, Back Alley Tap House. It'll be our first time there.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening. Have a great night, and we'll see you on the flippy floppy.
Farewell.
Dang it. Every time.
Every time.
The screen logs out. Right, bye, guys.
Wicked, the thick and blind. Can you really run from since you're probably not the sickness? Is it me or you? That's it, no. Can't be stopped.